Hello, this is Kenneth Wong. Minglaba, channel Kenneth Wong ba. Welcome back to Easy Burmese. This is another chapter of the book. This one deals with shopping and bargaining. Nang U and Samantha are still at the pagoda. In this dialogue, you'll hear Nang U negotiating for the best price for a bunch of flowers that he wants to offer at the pagoda. Offering flowers to the shrines and the altars at the pagoda is fairly common, and so is negotiating for the best price, bargaining, and haggling over the price of something you want. Keep in mind, though, bargaining is common in open-air bazaars and markets and street vendors, but it's not something that you would want to do in big supermarkets where the prices are clearly displayed and marked on each product. In the book, the dialogue comes in two parts. First part is about asking for the prices of the flowers. The second part is about negotiating for the best prices. But since it's just a short dialogue, we have decided to combine the two into a single audio file here. All right, now let's listen to the dialogue. First, Nang U asks for the price of two kinds of flowers. And next, he starts negotiating. So let's see how he does it.
Naya bago.
Zebe ben de gong balaule.
Gong yaba.
On the bee chow si. Natangane yamala.
Maya bugo. Natangshiane be me.
Gong be, that's all you may.
Alright, let's listen to this again, but this time I will give you translation after each line.
On the bee de zee balaule.
How much is a bunch of on the bee?
Naya bago.
It's 500, big brother. How about a strand of jasmine?
300.
Can I get 6 bunches of aungdebye for
2,500?
I can do that, big brother. I'll give it to you for 2,800. Alright, if that's the case, I'll take it. So why is the vendor calling Nang U big brother? It's not because they are really biologically related, by the way. It's because Nang U is slightly older than the vendor, so the vendor, as a sign of respect, calls him big brother. This is the perfectly acceptable way to address strangers in Burma. All right, let me give you the words and the phrases you have already encountered in the dialogue with their English meanings. Balau or Belau. Both pronunciations are in play here. When people are speaking very fast, it's usually Balau. But fully pronounced is belau. That's how much. Aung the bie. Technically, these are Eugenia leaves bunched together. They happen to be a very popular kind of flowers to offer to pagodas. Zabe, jasmine. Yamala, can I get it? Is it doable? Gaomi, okay, all right. Yume, I'll take it. Se, sometimes pronounced ze, counting units for 10. Ya, counting unit for 100. Taung, sometimes pronounced daung, counting unit for 1,000. Thaung, 10,000, also a counting unit. Foreigners tend to have a difficult time hearing the difference between the word for 1,000, which is taung, and the word for 10,000, which is thaung. So let me repeat those two, one after another. 1,000 counter, followed by 10,000 counter. That's taung, thaung, taung, thaung. Taung is for 1,000. Thaung is for counting 10,000 in units. Let me also give you some supplementary vocabulary, things that you can use in your substitution drills and exercises that'll come later. Here we go. Nianzi, rose. Kaye, star flower. Nejaba, sunflower. Bandi, apple. Thayeti, mango. Payedi, watermelon. Napiodi, banana. Kwe, dog. Lu, person, human. With all the words already explained and defined, you should listen to the dialogue one more time. I will be waiting for you to do exercises. See you later. Nao matwime.
အောင်တပြေတစည်းဘလောက်လဲ
900ပါကို
စပယ်ပန်းတကုံးဘလောက်လဲ
300ပါအ
ောင်တပြေ 6C 2500နဲ့ရမလား
မရဘူးကို2800နဲ့ပေးမေ
ကောင်းပြီဒါဆိုယူမေ